Though we know that people davened many times before Yaakov in this week's Parsha. And in fact, the Avot created, founded Tfilot Shachrit, Mincha, and Mariv. And Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu founded Tfilat Arvit in last week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Bet, before Yaakov's meeting with Esav, we find the first spelled out, lengthy Tfilah. Four psukim, Yaakov turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we can see in these four psukim a model of what tefillah is supposed to be. Pasuk Yud, speaking to Hashem, addressing Hashem, describing our relationship with Hashem. Elokei Avi Avraham veElokei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem haomer elai shuv la'artzecha ulumalatecha ve'ativa imach. He talks about his relationship with God based on the Avot and based upon what God himself has told to Yaakov himself. Next, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hakarat HaTov. An appreciation of what God has done for him thus far. Katonti mikol chasadim mikol emet asher asita et avdecha, ki v'makli avarti et aradena deviata hayiti l'shnei machanot. I appreciate what you've done for me thus far. Then, the bakasha. A clear, explained bakasha. Hatzileni nam yadachim yad esav, ki yare anochi oto, ki yavo v'yikani emal banim. There's a clear fear. He asks to be protected from it. And then the justification for the request, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'yata amarta heitev eitiv imach. You told me that you would be with me and protect me and return me to this place. I'm asking you to help me because I know that this fits in with what you've told me you want from me. These are the parts of Yaakov's tefillah in turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to focus particularly on the words katonti mikol hachasadim. Rabbeinu Bachaya says, we see from here that when a person davens, they should know their place. They should know that everything they've received is more than they deserve. To have a great appreciation for what God has given them, not only to appreciate what God has given them, but to appreciate how undeserved they are. And when a person appreciates this, then they can turn to God, justifiably asking Hashem to give them, because it's not something that I deserve, but something that I'm asking for God's mercy on. Let's use this tefillah of Yaakov as a model for our own tefillah in all parts of it, recognizing God, appreciating God, knowing what we're requesting and why we request it based upon what we know God wants from us and for us.